Welcome back to Module 5 of this MVA course on Windows Phone 8.1 Enterprise Mobility Management. Earlier on in these videos, we've had a look at mobile device management, which is being able to assign settings to a device, being able to provision them or do enrollment, also being able to do unenrollment. We've also had a look at mobile application management. So that's being able to deploy apps out to a device, and also, in the case of Windows Phone 8.1, being able to do assigned access to deliver a device which is pretty locked down, pretty controlled, just has the apps on it that you want to have there as an enterprise. In these next two videos, we're going to be having a look at mobile content and information management, which is the ability to do things like encryption, remote wipes, and also things like app sandboxing on our devices. And again, joining me for this section is Mike. Mike, do you want to just introduce yourself very quickly?
Yeah, certainly. If you've seen any other of the modules, you'd be familiar with me and my colleague David Alessi. We are support engineers who are support topic owners for the Windows Phone out in Dallas, Texas, supporting our biggest enterprise customers when they call in with their large enterprise issues. And we're ramping up for Windows Phone 8.1, because we're really focusing on the enterprise with this one. It's going to be great. Yep. Really exciting times.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing we're going to look at is going to be managing those devices, managing the devices themselves in this first section. Basically, you could kind of think of this as the information when it's at rest. And then the next section, we're going to have a look at the information when you're trying to connect up to various different services. So we're going to take a look at remote wipe. We're going to take a look at encryption and app sandboxing in that order. And without further ado, on to managing the data on those devices.
Right. And to start off, we're going to jump right into a demo on remote wipe so that we have enough time to kind of sync and get everything down to the device. So we're going to jump straight into that. Remote wipe, if you're familiar, in the past it may have been a full wipe where someone loses their device, they call in. The enterprise used to be through Exchange Active Sync. Mm-hmm. You still can do that if you have that in your environment. But it would wipe the entire device.
Yeah,
which is not exactly a great BYOD solution. If you lose your device or something like that, you're going to be a little more reluctant to call in and have that device completely wiped if you have pictures, contacts, all that kind of stuff on there. So now with Windows Phone 8.1, it is a selective wipe. So it's only going to remove your anything that's basically put on from enrollment. So you're looking at profiles, policies, any apps that are on there, anything in the company portal that came through. So we're going to jump right in to our SCCM console here. And we are under Assets and Compliance here on the bottom left. And we're going to find a device to wipe. So if you've been paying or if you've seen our other modules, we've been using this user here for, let's see, let's check who this user is before we go ahead and wipe him. Always a good test. Actually, if we go into the company app, which is disabled, we'll go into settings, workplace, and let's find out who this guy is so we can wipe him out. This could be a lost device, no longer working for the company, or it's just time to unenroll.
Yeah, it could be that they've decided that they want to go and sell their device.
Yeah.
And they don't want to put it onto your favorite sales website with all of that company and personal information on there.
Exactly.
Might be a bad plan.
Or if that's a part of your device recycle program for your business.
Yeah.
If that's a part of your life cycle for your devices. So we are going to go find MVA demo for this device. And here we are right here. We've got MVA demo. We're going to go into a simple right click. And you can see right here, very quickly, we've got retire or wipe. And if we select that, we've got two different options. We can wipe the company content and retire the mobile device from Config Manager. Or we can wipe the mobile device and retire it from Config Manager. So here is company content and wipe the mobile device is the differentiator there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little warning here that does say this may permanently remove all data and return to factory settings. Some device types cannot be wiped. So we've done some. Which one would you like to do? We've done some other unenrollment.
Let's go with the first option. Then.
First option.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Let's go ahead and do that. And it, we just have a little bit of a information blob here. When you retire a mobile device, the information that is associated. We'll just zoom in here just for reference. So it's basically letting you know everything that's going to be deleted. It's everything that came down through the portal, essentially.
Yep. And it's an interesting point there. It's kind of important that the mobile device will be retired when it next downloads client policy.
Exactly.
So it's not just going to happen instantly. It's going to wait until it pulls for client policy, and then it's going to do the remote wipe at that point.
Exactly. So that's something to consider. So if you do have an employee leaving the environment, you might want to do a remote wipe prior to maybe the last time it's in their hands so that it's going to be unenrolled before all of that. Or if you have someone who you know you want to unenroll before they go into an area where they're not going to have cellular data or Wi-Fi data, if you know you're going to need to unenroll it, plan ahead, do it before. It's not going to be instantaneous, as we're going to see in our demo, which is why we're going to start off and do this first, and then we'll talk a little bit more about this, and we'll go from there. So we should be, I went ahead and clicked OK. We're going to sync here, and you'll notice another way to confirm is, I may have not done it. Yes, we're going to do that. So you should notice in the UI here, you can cancel or retire the wipe. And so that's a good way to just make sure that, this does have a pending wipe. Mm-hmm. As soon as the phone wipes and sends back the notification that it's been wiped, it will remove itself from your devices list here in Config Manager.
And one of the things you might want to do, if you are going to do that, and you have connected through to an Exchange Active Sync device, you might also want to block the access to the Exchange Active Sync device just as a an extra step.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also back in the workplace app on the device itself, we could do a wipe from there, couldn't we?
We could, yeah. So two ways to do this. If you want to do a selective wipe, it's basically an unenrollment, which is going to be the trash can icon here. That's going to remove all company info. It's going to tell you here almost the same warning. It's going to say all apps and policies required by your company will also be deleted. This is also, if you've seen some of our previous modules, where you'll get, if there's anything that required user interaction when the device came down, so setting a password, when you unenroll it, it's going to tell you that you no longer require a password. It's not going to delete the password, but it's just going to tell you that if you want to, you can go ahead and do that. Yeah. Some other settings are lock screen, if you don't want to use a lock screen, which we encourage still, that to use a lock screen, use a password. Mm-hmm. But if this is just a device that sits on your coffee table or something like that you know is going to be there, by all means, whatever fits what you want to do. We're going to go ahead and cancel that, though, because we have a remote wipe pending, and we'll go ahead and get back to our slides and kind of talk a little bit more about remote wipe and some other interesting features there. Of course, one of the great options with the Windows Phone is encryption, BitLocker encryption.
Absolutely, yeah.
So when you go ahead and wipe a device, a lot of questions that we get a lot of times is it a full wipe? Are we rewriting zeros over everything? And actually, it's a unique scenario, because what's happening is everything on the phone is encrypted at that point. The storage is all encrypted. The key is stored in the TPM. So when you actually do a wipe, a full factory reset, rather, versus a selective wipe, if you're retiring the device fully, you're going to go resell it, it's going to actually drop that key out. So it's not overwriting all of the data that's in the storage, but it will all be encrypted with no key available.
Yeah, so thus making it essentially inaccessible to anybody.
Right? Exactly.
They have to do some. They have to get some really complicated bits of hardware out in order to be able to go and try and get access to that data. And it's not something that is going to be easy, even to somebody that's really, really motivated.
Yeah, and it's not. You're not talking about spindle hard drives. Yeah. This is quite advanced storage in here. That's a little bit more difficult to.
And SD card encryption as well. We also encrypt SD cards using BitLocker, and we can turn that on and off through Config Man and Intune.
Another cool feature in Windows Phone 8.1 is you can store apps on your SD card, and that's all encrypted. It's locked with your per device, per user key, so that if someone else takes your SD card and sticks it in and you have your bank app on there, they're not going to be able to just open that app up in state and have all your saved info. Mm-hmm. It's going to be there. Of course, that's going to be encrypted separate from your unencrypted data, which is going to be things like your music, your photos, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Great. So let's see if we got this wipe yet. In the meantime, we can head back to the slides. Is there anything you'd like to add about BitLocker?
Other than the fact that we have got BitLocker encryption on all of our Windows Phone devices now, it's kind of a big thing to have encryption built into the device, and to have it have that ability to be able to do the remote wipe. I think it's pretty cool, frankly.
Right. And it is all TPM BitLocker too, so it's the physical device. It's magnificent, and it fits in with, if you have a requirement and you were kind of concerned about bringing mobile devices into your environment before, maybe if it's a very locked down environment, adding this TPM and this BitLocker functionality really opens up your options for maybe introducing some mobile devices to your environment.
Do you want to take a quick explanation of applications and how apps actually work on the device and in terms of their sandboxing and that kind of thing?
Yeah, certainly. So, a couple things there. when we start off, when we boot the device, a lot of people talk about, when you think about unsecure devices, rooting comes to mind, the term rooting. Mm-hmm. And so one quick thing about the phone is that it does use UEFI, and it's going to check against certs when things are starting up on the phone to make sure that there hasn't been any tampering with the device, with any of the stuff that happens when it boots, so that you're making sure you're getting the genuine intended, non-tampered with files on boot.
Yeah, so that's secure boot, in other words.
Exactly.
That's the approach that we use. So we can be sure that actually it really is the OS that was installed, that actually you are booting and somebody hasn't rooted the device maliciously.
Exactly.
In fact, you know, people do root their devices intentionally as well. Probably more so a non-Windows Phone device. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is possible.
Yeah, and so app sandboxing, a great point you brought up for that, coming back to that, because that's sort of following the life cycle. Once you're booted up, everything's still safe, and now you're sitting there on your device and you have your apps. The apps actually can't talk to each other. So they're completely isolated. Their storage is isolated. So you can't have one app going and accessing the information of another app and doing with it what it may maliciously be. And then also moving in the security picture a little higher than that, if you download an app from the Windows Store, it is checked by Microsoft. And it has signed off with a cert, so you won't be installing unsigned applications. And then on the other side of that, with line of business apps, you're kind of taking that into your own hands. So you're only going to be able to deploy through your company's store apps that are signed with your company cert that you get through Microsoft. And then those are all going to be, if you have any security vulnerabilities, you can pull those apps out. Mm-hmm. But you're signing those yourself, ensuring that there's no malicious software coming through in that direction. So I'm going to show you guys a quick demo as well. I got a couple things to show you, actually. We're going to go ahead and look here. So this is in monitoring here on the left, and we've got device management. So we can actually do a query. It's not going to come out with anything for us, but there's a mobile device that are jailbroken or rooted. So we can run this report. We can specify a collection. For this type of thing, I just want to look at all of my mobile devices. We're going to look at all values. Actually, we're going to say yes.
So this is going to show us anything which has been jailbroken or rooted that's connected, enrolled inside of our environment.
Right, which we've got all Windows Phone emulated at this point, so we should have no responses. Another great report. Let's see.
So if we had some devices that you actually could root in there, then you might actually see them appearing.
You'd see them come up. Yeah. Yep. Great. Excellent. Let's see if this guy is actually wiped yet. Thinking about it. Let's go back to assets and compliance. We'll see if he's... You can also run a report to see which devices have remote wipes pending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you want to say, okay, I issued a bunch of remote wipes on Saturday or Tuesday, and a couple days later I want to see how many of the devices actually got that, you can go and see which pending retires you still have waiting. So this hasn't come down yet. We'll give it a bit longer. And as you can see, it is still sitting here pending. By default, this is going to be, if you're not sitting here pressing the sync button, it's going to be around 8 hours or whatever you specify during enrollment of the device into the environment. And let's see. And if it doesn't remote wipe, we can just go ahead and wipe it on the device and show you kind of, we did it a few other times, but just show you what the UI difference is. So here we've still got Company Portal and ClickMe, which is our line of business app that we've deployed. And then you've also got a couple denied apps. We're going to go ahead and we'll just issue this. It's essentially the same command. Wait till it's deleted. And we're going to go back in here. Everything's lit back up. I've actually still got the company portal. Problem with an app. Okay, so this is just saying that it may not have completely uninstalled it yet. There may have been some conflict between the remote wipe actually being in process while we manually wiped it, and maybe there was some race condition that happened. So that just kind of shows you how quickly this comes, you know, in acts is.
And
it may not be removed, but it at least the parts of it that it thinks are still there, it can access.
And a little earlier on as well, we pushed down a an app with which is the OneDrive app. Mm-hmm. I presume that the OneDrive app is still there.
It will stay.
Yeah, because it's a public store app. So
if it's a store app,
if it's a store app, those are going to stay in place because you don't necessarily know that just because the app is there that the user got the app from the company portal and not just from the public store. So you don't want to take away apps that they have legitimately paid for. So you want to make sure those are staying in place.
Exactly. And another point on that is if you do have the store disabled, once it's disabled, there's going to be no updates coming to any apps that the user may have downloaded previously. So once they pop that back in, updates are going to start flowing again. Mm-hmm. They can go back into the store and download new apps as they please. So interesting.
Cool. So I think we're done. I think we've got through all the demo. Takes us to the end of this module. Join us in the next module, and we're going to have a look at access to various different company resources and how we can control the access to those resources.